to the U. Live.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
You could not control yourself the entire show.
And Big Rossi.
Let's talk about Oompa Loompas. My favourite subject today.
What is he doing?
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
Yes. Have a fabulous day, Virgin Radio.
With the biggest stars.
Hi, everybody.
What up?
The Chris Bates Show.
And the biggest hits.
Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Are we back? Are we awake? Did we all expect another sleep in? Do you know what the day it is today?
I really had no idea what day it was.
Well, it's a Wednesday. It's 6:02. You've got two more days of work or school, and then you can go back to having another lie-in, okay?
Yay.
That's where we're at right now. Yeah. Welcome to the UAE. We're in Media City, Dubai. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. Hello, Pretty Malik.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning. Isn't it 3 days, though?
Well, what, today, tomorrow, and the next day?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Well, I'm not here on Friday.
I know, I'm just going to say, he's counting his days.
I'm not here on Friday.
Where are you going? Armenia?
Yeah, I'm going to Armenia. I feel like I struggle to even say the name.
Armenia. I don't know how the national pronunciation is.
I can't wait. I got no idea.
Everyone looks like Kim Kardashian. That's where they're from, isn't it?
Oh. What, yeah, but pre-surgery or...
Pre-surgery,
fantastic.
Yes.
I've got a couple of Armenian mates. I'll be asking them what to do. Yeah, I'm there for a bit of work, but...
How many days?
I leave tomorrow night. So I'm on an evening flight. I land in Armenia at like 1 a.m. in the morning. Uh-huh. And then I'll check into the hotel, sleep, wake up, do a bit of work that day.
Yeah.
I think I should be okay by the evening to get out and do my own thing. And then I leave the next day at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, so it's like quick. It's
I'm
a
in
quick
and out.
Thing.
I'm in and out. I'm in there. I'm in there for a...
It's a quick flight.
For a private... just something. I got to do something. I'm not allowed to, I'm not even allowed to say it.
You can't say it.
No. They signed a confidentiality thing to say, like, I can't talk about why I'm going to Armenia. So I'm going there to eat. All
okay,
right.
There
that's
you
what
go.
I'll say, brother.
Fair
I'm
enough.
Going there to have a meal. All
We're
right.
We're going
to
do that anyway.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, pop quiz returns today, 7:10. The pop quiz returns. Let's get your money. Let's get that money in the back pocket. Gossip, the big headline, Justin Timberlake.
He's been arrested.
Drink driving.
Terrible.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Risking other people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Idiot for so many reasons. A, just the typical Hollywood thing. And secondly, yeah, you're risking someone else's life.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets really frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about risking lives, I was in the hospital for the last 4 days with my daughter.
Crazy.
And I'll tell you what happened. A lot of you have seen it on social, but just shed pneumonia. So I just... It's funny because 2 weeks ago when I knew these 4 days were coming up, I said to Brianna... Why don't we go to the Maldives? Why don't we just go on a little holiday or have a little vacation? Then I thought to myself, you know what? Let's save a little bit of money. Let's not go all out and spend on this holiday.
And enjoy your new house as well.
Yeah, and I said, let's just stay at the new home. Maybe have a little sneaky staycation in the country.
Right.
The next thing, it was planned that I'll spend 4 nights or 3 nights in that hospital.
Well, you made a lot of dads feel inferior there.
Good.
Because you're like a super dad.
Good. That's what I wanted. Just for you, Ross.
Is that what you wanted?
I only slept at the hospital every night with my daughter but this one's going to get Rossi. I've got one up on him now.
Well, you did
that's
well.
That's a terrible thing to say.
That's how competitive we are.
The kid's got pneumonia.
He's trying to get his kid sick. Come on, let's get to the hospital.
Chris.
Well, I hope she's all right now.
She was good last night. So we're back home. And I'll chat to you. I'll tell you everything that I've learned over the last 4 days. Let's get the show on the road. Can you help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio? I need you. Give me a call. 04-871-5544. You may have never called us on the radio before. Pick up the phone and let's get you on. I'd love to hear your voice.
Pick my hits.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, Sarah, to the show. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Can't complain. What's Wednesday morning look for you? What are you up to?
I'm on my way to the airport, actually, to pick up a friend.
No.
A quick layover in Dubai.
Yeah, did you warn them about the heat already? Did you tell them it's hot?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I've told them we are not going to be outdoors. We're going to be staying indoors, enjoying.
Yeah, good on you. That's the best way. But any family that fly into the country around this time, you warn them. I've got like so much family flying in and out.
I was just going to say, you've got family coming in 2 weeks.
And I've warned them all. I've sent them on WhatsApps. I've told them verbally because the last thing I want them to come is get out and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so hot. So I've told everyone, it's really hot and you're coming at the hottest time of the year. It's not usually like this. You know, I'm defending it. You got to defend it.
Yeah, it's not you, honestly.
You got to defend it. Where's your friend flying in from?
I have to deal with it. She's flying in from Prague.
From Prague. Oh, okay. You went there pretty, right?
Prague? Yeah. No, I didn't go to Prague. I went to Budapest.
Ah, I thought you went to Prague.
What country is Prague, the capital of Chris?
Czech.
Czech Republic. Yes. That's right.
Phew, I got that one.
They played last night against Portugal.
They lost, right?
Yeah. Mm.
All right, Sarah, we need your help. We need you to help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. Can you do that?
Do you guys play Taylor Swift?
No, hold on. No. I knew that was going to happen. I knew that you were going to be. So we're going to give you, and we do play a lot of Taylor Swift, but what we're going to do right now is we're going to give you four options, right? So you're going to, Pretty's going to give you her option. Nala, who's not here, will give you her option. Rossi, and then myself. And then you just choose which one you like, and then we get a point from it. Whoever song you select gets the point, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little thing. It's called
a competition between us.
And we play it all year. So, you know, let's see how we go right now. All right, Nala isn't here today. But Nala, if you had to choose a song, what would it be?
Hi, sir! Hi! Oh, can I get Tattoo All the Things You Said?
Thank you, Nala. Pretty Malik, what would you like Sarah to choose?
I just want good vibes for Wednesday morning. How about Temperature, Sean Paul?
I'm on the way, then I'm cold. I want to be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to take.
Thank you, Rossi.
Let's go back to when Kanye West was good. This is Touch the Sky.
I got to testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Oh.
For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rossi. Sarah, I've gone different, but I think you'll like it. It's My Immortal Evanescence. Four options, Sarah. Which one do you want?
I think I have to go for Temperature. Bye.
Woo!
Double points. Oh, no.
No, it's not. No, it's just one point.
Thanks, Sarah.
I knew
you were
going
to choose that.
It's just going to keep people from sleeping on the road.
I love that.
I think it was a bad choice.
Thank you, Sarah. You rock.
I had respect.
Stop talking.
I don't think it's a good song.
Sarah, he's such a sore loser.
No, it's not a good song.
He's such a sore loser.
We've heard it so many times, but I'll play it. The rules are rules. Sarah selected it.
Sean Paul is the man.
There it is. Yeah, we could have had Evanescence. Can someone choose Evanescence? It's such a great.
The thing is, though, if you were to meet Sean Paul, you'd be like, oh, you're amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing, but the song, like, we play it all the time.
It's so good. It's nostalgic. Hey!
Bye, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
All right, go. What's the point update? Because Pick My Hits, I mean, I've won at the last, like, sort of three rounds in a row.
There's been no other winner except Chris Fate.
So what are we at now?
So Rossi and Nala are tied at 11 each. Mm-hmm. I'm on 16. You're on 17.
Oh, it's getting close.
No, that's not true. I was 3 points ahead of you. Yeah, like the last time I was on 3 points ahead of you. I can go until I knew that I was 3 points ahead.
I'm sorry to say, but I'm with Pretty on this one.
No, she's made it up. She's cheating.
She's not.
Scandal.
I don't think so.
No, but you know I was. I was 3 points ahead. I knew that I was 3 points ahead.
And then I won last week, which I changed my song to Temperature. Then Rossi, so I climbed back.
I think it's a lie, but all right. Well, I won't. You know, there's no one else keeping score. You're the one keeping score, so I'll leave it there.
Well, if you've won all the times previously, clearly I'm not cheating.
No, because I was way ahead.
Clearly I'm not cheating. Otherwise, I would have just made myself win.
Guys, don't forget, this time tomorrow is going to be a great morning. Don't forget My Immortal Evanescence. It's a great song that you'd want to hear on a Thursday morning. I'm just letting you know. Virgin Radio 104.4.
104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest blockbusters and original series for Marvel and Star Wars on Disney Plus. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mandalorian, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got?
People are doing a double take after Ariana Grande's latest interview. She was on Penn Badgley's Pod Crush podcast, and her voice changed.
What kind of name is that?
Pod Crushed?
The whole thing. Penn Badgley's...
Penn Badgley's an actor.
His name's Penn.
Penn, yeah.
Like Penn and Teller.
Like Penn
P-E-N-N.
And Teller. P-E-N-N. That's correct.
Okay, Penn Badgley.
Penn Badgley.
Badgley, right.
He has a podcast named Pod Crushed. Say that 10 times
Penn
fast.
Penn Badgley's podcast, Pod Crushed.
Penn Badgley's Pod Crushed podcast.
I got it.
Anyways, she changed her voice mid-sentence. Have a listen.
Oh. I mean, that's the only thing I thought. That's how I felt. I was like, what has happened? Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I've been writing a lot and maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe at some point.
She just completely changed her voice and everyone's like, Ariana, are you okay? What's going on?
But you know, my daughters were watching some show with her. It's like, Is that it?
Yeah. Victorious?
Yeah, where she plays like the nerd with glasses on.
Yeah, and her voice is so annoying. It sounded like that at the end.
So then she went on to TikTok to like defend herself. And she's like, I intentionally change my vocal placement often depending on how much singing I'm doing. I've always done this. Leave me alone.
What do you mean?
So she does it to preserve her voice.
Well, let's have a listen.
But yeah, I've been writing a lot and maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe.
Like Paris Hilton?
Yeah, so everyone's saying it's like her, I'd like to speak to the manager versus like normal voice.
Interesting.
Well, it's a bit like they all say that Michael Jackson had a big voice, but he just used to speak like that all the time.
It's Michael Jackson.
Oh.
He was Australian, actually.
Was he? Yeah.
Was he Australian?
I'm Michael Jackson.
Jacko, mate.
Okay, this was one of the coolest moments ever. I'm so not over this. I've seen the performance about a million times since it came out. But Indian Punjabi superstar Diljit Dosanjh made his U.S. television debut on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
I saw it.
Oh, my gosh. It was so cool. And hearing Jimmy Fallon introduce him was like... Dude, this is awesome.
You can catch our next guest on his Deluminati World Tour, making his U.S. TV debut, performing Born to Shine and Goat. Please welcome the biggest Punjabi artist on the planet, Diljit Dosanjh.
So cool. I'm glad, like, you know, major TV shows, especially in America, showing diversity and culture, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's got a bigger following than most artists around the world, like American, British, name it.
Yeah.
Did I meet this guy? Did we go to...
Yes, we went to go meet him.
Was this the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a lovely guy.
And he's so lovely. I just love that it's, you know, a lot of people are like, why do you need Western validation? It's not about Western validation. It's about... being able to take music from a country and have it worldwide, like the Latin sensation. Yeah. Some people listen to Spanish songs, don't know, understand a word of it.
Yep.
We can listen to global music, you know?
Yep, so true.
So I love that.
Well done. Finally, let's talk about it. I've got to do the puns. Are we saying bye, bye, bye to Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Arrested. He has been caught drink driving.
Yeah, that's right. So he was in New York Sag Harbor. So have you heard about like the Hamptons and everything?
Yeah, sure.
So it's like closer to that area, sort of. And he was having dinner with friends at a hotel. He left just after midnight, hopped in a car. Cops then pulled Justin over for a traffic violation. They basically said that he didn't stop at a stop sign. He was swerving. So he gets out of the car and then he was given a field sobriety test because apparently they smelled alcohol on his breath. So they do a field sobriety test. They say, hey, Justin, let's do a breathalyzer. And he refused to take that breathalyzer. Now, apparently the cop, now we're starting to get the details here. Apparently the cop who pulled Justin over was so young that he didn't know who the singer was. And according to the sources.
That would have hurt Justin. Like he's like, oh, you don't know who I am.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot. There are other people in the car and they were like, let him go. He only had one drink. Let him go. So apparently Justin mumbled under his breath, this is going to ruin the tour. And the cop was like, what are you talking what tour? And he's like, my world tour. So he was taken into custody, charged with one count of driving while intoxicated and two traffic violations. The criminal complaint, the official records say that Justin had bloodshot and glassy eyes, which we can actually see in the mugshot that they released. You can see his eyes are completely red, and a quote, strong or odor of an alcoholic beverage on his
breath. Do we know the level?
No, they didn't. I didn't see the level anywhere, but he's now been ordered to appear virtually in a court on July 26th. He doesn't have to come in.
It is so sad. Like, yeah. Does Hollywood not learn from Hollywood?
I know what I mean?
How many artists have been caught drink driving over the years with that mugshot? And you would just think that, was he alone?
He was with a few friends, yeah.
So the few friends knew that Justin had a drink and they got in the car with him.
Yeah, like...
That frustrates
me.
Well,
they must have all been on the same level. He says that I only had one drink.
That's impossible. You can't have one unless... Well, you could have one drink if it was, you know, seven shots involved and someone mixed it for him.
Or he Do you know what I mean? Or he had it right before he hopped in the car.
No, but even if you have a... I go back to Australian rules and regulations. You're allowed to have a drink. I think you're allowed to have two.
Really?
Right? In the first hour you're allowed to have two, then 1 hour, one every. But like, yeah. No, I don't drink, but when we'd go out with friends, take a taxi. Take an Uber. Someone like Justin Timberlake, who is loaded, has got so much money. How do you not have a private driver?
Exactly. That's
how do you not just have someone just sitting out there, just taking you where you need to go?
That's exactly what I thought too. And the area that he was in is like all the celebrities flock there. Yeah, all the elite, you know, flock there for the summer. So they all have their drivers and everything because they're obviously having parties, etc. I just don't understand.
Who's his wife? What's her name?
Jessica Biel. So she was in the city, which is about like an hour and a half drive away. She was filming at the time. So I can't even imagine.
Yeah, she would have felt now.
The thing with Justin is this is not the first time where, unfortunately, alcohol has led to him making bad decisions.
Yeah.
If you remember a few years ago when he was filming that movie, he was caught on the balcony with his co-star.
Yeah, that's right.
And he, at the time, put out a statement saying, unfortunately, I was under the influence and etc. So obviously he has a bad relationship.
Maybe
him
and Ben Affleck may need to get together because Ben had the same issue. It looks like he's hopefully resolving that.
Yeah,
so maybe they need to get together. Thank you, Pretty Molly Kittis, with your tag.
Peace out, and
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio
104.4.
All right, let's talk Euros. Are you watching, Ross?
Yeah.
So hold on a second. I went and I got so excited because I thought to myself, I'm going to start watching the Euros a bit.
Right.
Okay.
And I got onto the Tot app.
Yeah.
You got to pay again.
Yeah.
Ah, I didn't know
that.
It's like
a Euro package. I'm not sure on the price. Must be about 50, 60, 100, something like that. Don't know.
Yeah, what is it? Because I wasn't sure if I was going to pay for it.
It's just so you can watch every single Euro game, basically. But the coverage is great.
No, I thought it was thrown in, but it's not, obviously. And most places do that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, whenever it comes to the big competitions, like, for instance, the World Cup, you have to pay, like, an extra 100 dirhams.
All right. Well, what did you miss? 2016 champions, Portugal needed a stoppage time winner to beat Czech Republic, which they did. Well done, Czech, though. Did really, really well. How did Ronaldo go? Is he still got it? He's 39 years old, right?
He's in the team, isn't he? But
it's crazy.
I mean, it did kick off at 11 o'clock, so I have to be honest. I didn't watch the whole game. But I
want to compare Ronaldo to LeBron James right now. LeBron James is, like, one of the greatest basketball players to play. He's also in the same age bracket, 39, about to turn 40, but still delivering a good game. Well done to Ronaldo.
Yeah, like... He's one of the highest goal. Like after 30, he's scored as many goals, like 410 goals, as some people have scored in their career, and that's just after 30.
Wow!
So well done, Portugal, 2-1 up. Turkey topped the group F as well after winning 3-1. All right, Georgia against Georgia, which was obviously somewhat expected.
Georgia were unlucky there, yeah. But I was watching that game. The goalkeeper tried to come up. You know, like it was at the end of the game. He came up for a corner, right? And then the other goalkeeper punched it out and it went back down the other end and they just tapped in the third goal, Turkey.
Well done. So, I mean, there's some good games happening right now. France obviously won against Albania 1-0. Well done, Albania as well. Played really, really well. Yeah. Tonight, you excited?
Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want Scotland to win.
Take on Switzerland. Aren't the Swiss, they're a good team, aren't they? Why do I feel like they're a good team? They're not one
not
of the top?
Really.
No?
Not in the past, no.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
And host Germany, take on Hungary, and Croatia and Albania go head-to-head too.
Group A,
I ask you guys something? If you're listening to this, are you interested in the Euros? Like, are you watching the Euros? I want to know. 0487155544. Even if you don't want to, like, call me, just WhatsApp. Like, yes or no. Like, I want to just get your scope on the Euros. Are you watching it? 0487155544. What?
Simon has just WhatsApped a picture.
I didn't say, what is it?
Simon has just WhatsApped a picture of this player, I guess, who plays for Turkey, and it's you from like 2010.
What's his name?
What do you mean?
I don't know what his name is. Rossi, look, do you know who this player is?
Well, he looks like me from 2010.
Yeah. Simon's like, what are you doing playing for Turkey?
Oh, yeah, that was a good-looking guy. Is he a model?
He's got like the cornrows they used to have.
Turkey played really well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did well.
Are they a secret possible in?
I mean, they're playing well. They haven't had the best record previously, but...
Who is there like a team...
I don't
team,
think they've ever won a Euros, have they?
Is there a team that always wins the Euros, Rossi? Like, is there a team that's dominating, is like always winning?
France are up there. Italy, obviously, recently
won. Has there ever been like the underdog, like a team that...
Greece!
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember when Greece won. That must have been in...
Yasu.
Was that in 2004?
Oh, that's so long ago.
I think it was around that time. Okay. Could be wrong. But I remember them winning, and they won the whole competition. They played a good game, a tactical game with free kicks.
Kate, you watching the Euros, or you care, or you don't care, Kate?
I don't care at all. All
right, fair enough. Samesies.
Right. You sound like you're from the UK, though, right?
Pardon?
You're from the UK?
I am from the UK.
I mean, let's say that England get into the finals. You're like, there's zero interest still?
Absolutely zero interest at all.
Don't believe you.
22 overpaid men kicking a bladder.
I don't believe you.
Kate, I love you.
I think that when we get to the final.
Most boring sport in the world.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm not far from you there.
I agree.
Kate.
Yeah,
hold on. You're a massive Liverpool supporter, Chris. Like, you've been going on about one minute.
Yeah, but I'm a supporter, but I'm saying as a sport, I don't think it's the greatest to watch. I'm sorry.
What do you like, Kate? Crufts, what do you like?
I like tennis, I like cricket, I like Formula One.
Oh, okay. So are you following the T20 World Cup then? In the cricket?
I am.
Okay, there you go.
There we go. Interesting. Someone here watching cricket but not the football. Right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your honesty, Kate. Appreciate it. We won't talk about it anymore. We'll leave it there.
Just for you, Kate.
No more Euro chat this hour.
Oh, please, that would be wonderful.
I love it.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
All right, Ross, you are from England, but your dad is Scottish, right? Is part Scottish, full Scottish? What is he?
He was actually born in Birmingham, but his family had moved down there during that time. But he's probably 100% Scottish. And it'll be interesting to see when we get our DNA test results back.
Can't wait for that. Yeah, we do a DNA test. We'll be getting those results back before 2029.
Yeah, just about.
John, you are Scottish. Is that right, sir?
Correct, Chris. Correct.
Oh, listen to the accent. Love it.
You'll be excited for the football tonight.
Okay. John.
Come on, the boys.
You want to what?
Come on, the boys.
This football, Euros. Who are you playing again?
Switzerland.
Are you guys any good at football?
Chris, we're not the best, but we give our best every single time.
So good. I love that you got the accent. How long you lived in the UAE for?
18 years, mate.
Oh, man, you kept it. How did you sound 18 years ago?
It's not that. It's the minute you actually talk, you know, people obviously realise that you're not from this part of the world, and it just sort of clicks in.
I reckon John, he's the same as me. When he talks to people from different countries, I reckon he puts a voice on. I reckon he does, like I do. That's what I do.
I would say that if you're talking to a fellow Arab here, they would find it very hard to understand you, I'd feel.
I think if you put two Scots or two Brits in the room, they do tend to, you know, it becomes harder to understand.
All right. Well, listen, this is the reason why I wanted someone who was from Scotland on is because there is this thing that I saw on TikTok and I want to try it out for real. I'm going to play you some audio here, guys, because supposedly the Scots can't say this.
Okay. There's some Scottish people that kind of say purple burglar alarm, 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 burglar, burglar, purple burglar, burglar.
John, could you please say purple burglar alarm?
Purple burglar alarm.
Oh, I did it. You totally proved it wrong.
Do it
purple
again, then.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
Why do you say burglar?
Well, maybe I can't say it.
You can't.
Burglar.
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 So what, burglar. Give me it again. Purple burglar
purple
alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
Well,
this guy's
purple
killed
burglar
him.
Alarm.
Oh, then you've
purple burglar. It's hard to do it if you do a Scottish in a English accent. I can do it.
Go
purple burglar alarm. Can you do it, Chris?
Can you just say it?
Purple burglar alarm.
Burglar.
burglar.
There's no U.
What?
There's no U.
There is. It's B U R.
After the G, there's no U.
Burglar alarm.
Yeah.
Just burglar.
No burglar.
Wow. I've always said burglar.
Nah.
So it's just burglar?
Burglar.
Oh, the word's not as good, though.
Do it again, Chris.
Hold on. This is not about me. It's about John.
John has proven that Scottish people can say purple burglar alarm, but we've just discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that Chris Bate can't.
Say it again, John.
Purple burglar alarm.
Yes. Killed it. Well done, John. All right. Purple burglar alarm.
Chris.
I got it.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
May not like us. May not like us. May not like us.
It's so catchy,
please,
though.
May not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
But
stop
honestly,
it.
That's the song. May not like us. See, yeah, it reminds me of like a little bit of Snoop sound as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't not like that. Ain't not like that. Ain't not like that.
So this big beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I mean, I love Drake. They were talking about like beef rap songs and the biggest beef rap song in the history of the world, which I think got him killed, unfortunately, was Tupac's Hit 'Em Up.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like so... I watched a little like on Instagram yesterday, like a 3-minute little sort of doco, small doco on how that song came about.
Right.
Ooh-wee, it was scary.
It was, I mean...
You know, take my name.
The...
It just starts off with the lyrics of... That's why everyone knows it, right?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Well, then it gets like Junior Mafia to join in as well, right?
The whole thing was just like when they talk about beef, they're saying that like beef in the 90s with rap songs was so vile and so raw, where now we're a little bit more eloquent, we're a little bit more chilled about the whole situation.
Well, that was the whole thing, right? Like it's a beef between the two of them, but it's actually just two grown men writing poems to each other.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, where it's like when it was Tupac and Biggie, they were like, really like, that's why I did those things to your ex-girlfriend. Friend.
Correct. And they were like real things that happened.
Scary.
Yeah.
7:07, we are live. This is Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hit me with a free
money. Yeah. The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10K pop quiz?
Pop
on Virgin Radio. Powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow!
Carl, you're on. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
At last,
for a long time. I was trying to call you guys for 3 years. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
Good on you, Carl. Three years of trying and you got through. I'm happy about it. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you guys?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous. We can't complain. We're back for a Wednesday. Now, 10,000 dirhams here, Carl. How much do you want to win?
I want to take it
all. He wants to take it all.
So what was that? You want to take it all?
Yes, of course.
All right, brother. What do you do?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work, man. I'm a sales consultant.
You're what, sorry? A sales consultant?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. You consult. He consoles sales reps.
Consults.
Consults.
He's like, you're doing really well, but it's okay. Things will be okay. Don't worry. Next time. All right, listen, brother. You know the deal. Sorry?
Yes, yes. I'm nervous right now.
But that's good. I want you to be nervous. It means something good's happening. 10,000 dirhams cash on the line. Rack Bank's ready to go. You're ready to go. If you don't know the answer, please let us know, all right? So please let us know. If you don't know the answer, say pass. Mm-hmm. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Carl's playing for 10,000 dirhams cash. Your time starts right now. Who sings the songs Miracle, Burn and Lights?
Pass.
Which animated movie franchise includes the character Princess Fiona?
Disney.
Who teamed up with Sean Paul for Cheap Thrills?
Pass.
Venus Williams plays what sport?
Football.
True or false, Chris Pratt starred in Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom?
True.
What industry would you associate Tom Ford with?
Cars.
What did Tom Hanks name his volleyball in the movie Castaway?
A pass.
Which singer wrote the theme song for the movie Skyfall?
Pass.
In which series may you find Stewie Griffin?
Pass.
Well, you waited 3 years. You got 100 dirhams.
Oh, no.
My man, I wish I got you more.
Why is it when I'm listening to radio sounds like so easy?
Yeah,
I know. Well, I think some of these were easy, man. Like, I mean, Ellie Goulding sings Miracle, Burn on Lights. That was sort of hard. Princess Fiona's from Shrek. So, I mean, which animated movie franchise includes the character Princess Fiona? It was Shrek. Sean Paul and Sia, Cheap Thrills. Venus Williams, tennis. Yeah. One of the greatest tennis. You know Venus and Serena Williams, the sisters? Do you know them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom
Ford is fashion. Tom Ford do the sunglasses, the suits, yes. The fragrance. They're in the fashion industry. Tom Hanks' volleyball was Wilson.
Yeah.
Adele wrote the theme song for Skyfall, and Family Guy is Stewie Griffin. That would have got you more of the cash. Listen here, bro. 100 dirhams. It's all yours, Carl. Thank you so much for listening and getting through, though,
okay? Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you for this experience.
You're amazing. You're amazing, brother. God bless. There it is. Carl, listen, I guarantee we will give away the 10,000 dirhams cash in the next 2 weeks or so. All right? I guarantee it. I'm going to make sure it happens. So, 7:10 tomorrow morning, get through 04871-5544.
I cannot believe you spent 4 days in the hospital with your daughter.
Oh, man. I wanted a staycation. They gave me one.
The wrong one.
King's Hospital. That's where I spent it with my daughter 4 days. First, I want to say thanks to everybody. When I tell you I received thousands of messages. Thank you so much. Your prayers and thoughts were beautiful, and I really, really appreciate it. So I want to give you the heads up, things I've learned, because I got a lot of messages from people in the same position. So it's going around. My daughter last week on Monday after... Mm-hmm. Actually, we took the call on the radio. Do you remember?
What?
Remember when we were in the middle of the radio show?
Oh,
and then
yes.
I got a call from the school?
Yep.
So I think that was Tuesday morning. I get a call from the nurse at school, and she said, your daughter's got a temperature, and we think you should take her home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not only that, we had someone call up the radio station who had pneumonia as well last week.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
I do.
So my daughter gets the temperature at school.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse calls me up, says, you should take her home. We go pick her up. I am very... OCD at home when someone gets sick, you know me. I put them straight into their room. So I said to Nushi, upstairs, go straight to your room. No one leaves. And I told everyone, don't go in her room. So everything, because first thing I did was got a COVID test, did a bunch of COVID, came back negative. I checked on her. I said, what are you feeling? She's like, I've just got a cough. She goes, I feel okay. I've got a cough. I've got a bit of a temperature. Temperature was sitting at about 37 degrees. That was on Tuesday.
Okay.
37, 38 degrees.
So it was like creeping up.
It was
nothing
creeping
too
up.
Alarming.
Nothing too much.
Yeah.
Wednesday comes, 38 degrees, coughing.
Yeah.
Thursday comes, 39 degrees, hits 40.
Oh,
that's dangerous.
Coughing.
Mm.
Friday comes, wakes up 40 degrees. And that's when I was like, all right, something's going on, because you shouldn't have a temperature for more than 3 days, they say.
Yeah.
So we're on to day number four, sort of five. Took her to the hospital on Friday afternoon, and they did such a great job. They instantly gave her a x-ray on the chest. They predicted what it was going to be. Her temperature was sitting at 40.4 degrees. Oof. So hot, right?
Yeah.
Did the x-ray, instantly saw pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
And it was so, because I was in the x-ray room with her, and the guy that does the x-rays, he knew me and, you know, listens to the show, and Henry, what up, man? And I see it come out, and I go to him, do you see anything? And he's like, man, I can't say it. It's all the doctor. The doctor has to tell you. I'm like, man, tell me, bro. Like, here I am, like, all paranoid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, tell me what you see. Do you see anything? He's like, bro, the doctor will tell you in a sec, you know, Chris. I'm like, okay. Doctor comes in, says, hey, listen, she's got pneumonia. It's on the left side of the lung. It's we got to get into this right now. So we're going to give her an antibiotic, and then we got to do some more tests. We got to do some more blood work. We got to do nasal swabs. We got to find out exactly what she's got. So Nushi, first time really ever that she had to get the drip put in, and they put her onto fluids. That wasn't really fun. We're in the emergency ward there. Again, shout out to all nurses, doctors. You guys are fabulous. It was a long weekend, and you guys are just working nonstop. So she then gets admitted.
Yeah.
We're in the room. And then, yeah, her temperature was going up to 40.5, it got up to. So hot. And this cough that just wouldn't go. The doctor said the cough is good. The cough means she's trying to get it out. Let her keep coughing. They don't give you cough mixture. They don't want to suppress the cough. They want it to go. They want that cough to come out. So then I slept on this most uncomfortable
bed
for 3 nights with the little one. But I wouldn't rather. Oh, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than right next to her. Night one was horrible. Her temperature peaked again. And she was vomiting because it was so hot. You know, when the body gets so hot, they want to. Yeah. So we, you know, got her down to the meds and cooled her body down. And then by day two, the antibiotics started working. And on day two, they found out exactly what type of pneumonia she has. It's called mycoplasma pneumonia.
Right.
Pneumonia. It's a special kind.
Okay.
Not a good one.
Oh, no.
Really gets in there. So then they gave her a different type of antibiotics that target it. And then within 24 hours on that antibiotics, her temperature started to sit at 37. And so we sat there and did what we did. Now she's doing breathing exercises. They've got physios. Did you know there was physios for your lungs? They come in there and they tap your lungs and they use special massages on there. And it was brutal. It was a brutal for three and a half days. Not beautiful, brutal.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful that God healed her. She's at home right now. She's still got a slight temperature of around 37, but the meds are doing what they've got to do. She's going to be out for about another week. Here's what I learned. It's going around. So there were four other kids on the same level with the exact same thing. I received more than probably 50 messages from people who have had the same thing themselves. Their kids get it. It's in the air.
Is that how you get it?
It's in the air.
It's like you breathe it in.
Yeah, it's in the air. So just be wary. Like, also sharing food. Sharing food.
I see, yeah. And
here's another thing that's happened. Vaping. Vaping is hurting your lungs, but it's also being spread. So if you have pneumonia and you don't know it, and you're vaping and you're like, and you're and we know a lot of kids are vaping these days, blowing it out, it's spreading that way as well. So just be careful. But yeah, man, it was scary. Pneumonia is like not one that you want. If you don't know what pneumonia is, it's a big lung infection. It attacks the lungs. Thankfully there was no fluid or pus on the lungs. Actually a little bit of fluid, but not enough for them to put it asleep and then drain it through a needle. So it's full on, it's a full on thing. Yeah.
Were you okay?
I was actually pretty good. Like I thought, I was all right. I mean, the first night I was a little bit like
the paranoid,
the
feeling.
Very paranoid feeling. Just making sure I was, you know, the doctors don't know this, but I brought my own thermometer in because I wanted to check her temperature.
Oh my god!
Because they check the temperature every 2 hours. I wanted it like every 30 minutes. So like I was doing like little things on my own. They didn't know that. I was like the paranoid dad. I was putting cold towels on her, like not cold, but just
room.
But according to UK board right now, that's not what you have to do anymore. That doesn't That's not in their, that's not their thing that they do anymore. But I was like, you know what?
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. It worked for me. It worked. I've done it with the kids, so I'm doing it myself.
Yeah,
so
just vapor rub on your feet.
Yeah, yeah, did all that. But yeah, just be wary that it's going around. Nothing to be concerned about, but it's going around. And obviously with the doctors and everything, you know, the meds, again. Yeah, she all right. So she at home now. She'll take this rest of this week off. And yeah, Eid break was, I was debating doing the Maldives. I said nope. Then I said let's do a UAE staycation of the family. We all said yep. And instead we had a nice staycation.
I'm sorry.
King's Hospital there at Dubai Hills. I want to say thank you to the guys at King's. They did a beautiful job, an absolute brilliant job. And again, to all doctors, all nurses across the entire country, and the cleaners and the food staff and everyone involved. You guys, it's just nonstop. I can't believe, I was talking to one of the doctors in the emergency. Him and I got to know each other a little bit over the 4 days. I said, how do you do this? Like, how do you work? Yeah. How long have you been working in the ER room for? He's like, 9 years. I said, every day must just be different, right? He goes, you just never know what you're going to get.
Crazy.
But
I'm glad she's doing okay.
She's doing good. Can I tell you one, like, full real story, and it's a sad story? But it was a real big eye-opener for me.
What?
Okay.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
It's real.
Okay. Is this? Do we need to do a warning?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, this is a warning. I don't know what it's for, but it's a warning.
Oh. So, well, when I was in the back room of the ER room, I walked past that resuscitation room.
Oh, no.
And so there's a room that's just for resuscitating humans, right? Us. And as I walked by, I was with one of the nurses. I said, oh, gosh, that room must be so hard. He goes, that's the hardest room. And I said, you get a lot of people in there. He goes, yeah, it's crazy. I said, yeah, kids. I don't want to, you know, kids.
Oh, Chris.
And he goes, yeah, we had a 9-month-old once. And I said, 9 months, yeah. And this was a big eye-opener for me because my kid's 7 months, right?
Mm.
And the other day we were driving and he was crying a lot. He was really hungry. And I said to Brianna, just take him out of his seat for a second and just feed him. We're around the corner from home. And she's like, no, I'm not taking him out of his seat. I said, babe, it's okay. Just we're around the corner. He's just... take him out. Just
yeah.
And she didn't. We had a bit of an argument. She's like, yeah. I'm not taking him out of his seat. Anyway, this child that we were talking about was being fed in the back seat of a car. And a car from behind ran up the back of this car.
Mm.
And the baby, unfortunately, didn't survive because he was being fed, or she was being fed, without a seatbelt. And that was the biggest, for the 4 days, apart from my daughter, that was the biggest eye-opener. I went straight back to Brianna and I said to her, thank you so much. We've never taken our kids out of those car seats ever whilst that car is moving.
Oh, gosh.
Big eye-opener. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it needs to be said, though.
Yeah, seatbelts, man. Seatbelts, please.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
I noticed that you did a show on your own yesterday from 2 o'clock.
I did. I enjoyed it.
I was driving around in the car and I was listening to you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Made a few points here.
Oh my gosh. He said, I'll tell you something. I did a show yesterday on my own from 2 till 6 o'clock, and I enjoyed it. Doing a show on my own, I enjoy it because it reminds me of like my early radio career where I was doing radio on my own. Saying that, I said I always want to do a show with you guys, and even though I enjoy doing it on my own, it's just a bit of a change to do it on your own. Whilst I was doing the show on my own yesterday, having a great time, Rossi did send me this.
Hi, mate. Can you make sure you say Virgin Radio at the beginning and the end of each link, please? You keep not saying the station name.
Ooh.
When you're on. All right, bye.
Now, I actually played that on the radio, and I said that Rossi's got a radio handbook. He's very... there it is. He's got the book out right now where he says you must say Virgin Radio at the beginning of every sort of radio
Virgin
break.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Yeah. So what have you got? Have I not said it enough
just
for you?
I just want to go through a few of the clips. That
are you doing like a review?
Yeah, I'm just trying to give him some advice.
In our industry, we call it an air check.
Okay, sure. But
are you doing that right now?
Let's do it live, yeah. So we've got, it says there, KFS Tuesday 2. Can you play that one?
Okay, let's have a listen here. This is my show yesterday. Here we go. You see, Kelly Rowland was on that Cairns red carpet. They're trying to get her off those steps.
I would have said it.
She was like, don't talk to me like that. Only my mum does.
There was that one security woman that just wouldn't let anyone take those photos.
Weird. Talking over the end of the song.
Fatima for you. That is Destiny's Child. Beautylicious. Bootylicious, should I say. Oh. Right here on Virgin Radio. 104.4. Your that's long perfect. Weekend. It's Tuesday. What is it? 10 to 3 on it.
That was fine. That was actually really good radio. You have to always remember that it's someone's favorite song. So if you're talking over the end of it.
Yeah, it played for 3 minutes 40. It was a long song.
Particularly like if it's like, you know, like quite a crescendo when it comes.
It was an instrumental. You see, Kelly Rowland was on that red carpet. Not much trying to get her off those steps. Okay,
cool. So, like, can you make sure that you say Virgin Radio like at the start of the break?
No. I like to occasionally. Now, I did speak for probably 45 times. There was probably only 4 or 5 where I didn't say it right at the beginning. Okay. But that's what a good presenter does. He flows with it. What else have you got for me, Ross?
Let's play KFS Tuesday 4, please. It's this third one along.
Okay. I can't believe he's taken the time to go and do this. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, just make sure.
Is Virgin Radio long weekend?
That's good.
You know, you could be in any country in the world right now, but we all chose to be here. The UAE, it's so beautiful.
Local mention.
Even when it's hot. When it's humid.
I like the weather talk.
I'll take it.
Weather talk, very good.
I just got a message from Rossi. He's obviously jealous and still listening to me.
Here we go.
He's obsessed, right? So Big Rossi, back on the radio with me tomorrow from 6 a.m. This is what Rossi just WhatsApped me.
Hi, mate. Can you make sure you say Virgin Radio at the beginning and the end of each link, please?
It's just salty.
Keep, not saying the station name when you're on. All right, bye.
He's a liar. I always say Virgin Radio, Rossi. That's in his radio handbook. When you get on the radio, you're meant to mention, like, what station you're on all the time. Virgin Radio. That's for you, Rossi. I'm about to play Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
Is that it?
Is this one okay?
That's so stupid. I just Googled what is the reddest city in the world, because obviously Doja Cat's painting the town red. Hey, the red city is, am I getting this pronunciation right? Ajmer. In Rajasthan.
Yeah, that's a good
one. World-renowned tourist attraction. Is known to be the reddest city globally.
No, that's good radio, because that made you laugh.
Red.
Who is from Ajmer would have been like, are they talking about Ajmer?
Yeah, I was playing Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red, so I figured, what is the reddest city in the world?
That's a nice little fact, actually. But what I laughed about as well was, you were talking about the river next to Paris.
The river Seine.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with the scene?
It's sane, isn't it?
I don't know. So I do one show on my own in 4 years and Rossi critiques it for me. Have you got any more? David Guetta live right here, Virgin Radio 104.4.
Perfect.
Hanging out here with me, Chris Fade. It is a chilled Tuesday afternoon. David Guetta and Usher there. Can I just say, I remember the time that I
know what you're going to do here.
There was a mishap with the audio here, but I saved myself.
Lebanese,
it? Speaks French, though. So Mum didn't know who David Guetta was, and I just threw it in the room with this DJ. I said, Mum, he's a DJ. Just go interview him. And I wrote her a couple of questions. And can you just have... It's very awkward, but David Guetta, just such a nice guy, rolled with it.
Oh, my mum, Gilda, she's the one that interviewed David Guetta.
That was the wrong audio. Listen to it. The audio is coming up in a moment here, but like she got to the point.
I'm typing.
Where,
hold on.
I think she thought we were setting her up, and I said to Mum, "I'm not setting you up. What I am doing though is I'm introducing you to just a DJ, and maybe ask him
filling time
if like he could play at my wedding."
Yeah.
And she went with it. Like Mum went with it, and she was pretty cool.
Hi, David. Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, merci.
What do you do?
No, but listen, I love this because you know the problem with every artist, like we all said, we always get the same questions, you know? And I can feel that this interview is going to be different, which is very exciting. So first, it's the first time that someone asked me, what do you do? So I'm a DJ and a producer.
That's yeah!
Thanks for listening to my show yesterday on my own, Rossi. I appreciate it.
No worries. I'm not salty that you're getting a day in lieu at all.
There we go.
Yeah. Hey, this is Katy Perry. Percent.
This is Tom Cruise.
Hi, this is Nat Horn.
This is Paris Hilton.
This is Usain Bolt.
And you're listening to the Chris Fade Show.
Using this show for personal reasons here.
What's up now?
As I mentioned earlier on, my daughter spent the last 4 days in hospital.
Yes. But she's home now.
Yeah, she's home now, thankfully. She had pneumonia. It's horrible. She still has it. Lots of antibiotics, lots of medication.
Must be scary, though.
It was totally scary because you never know with pneumonia. You got to get it early. Thankfully, we sort of got it early. So, yeah, if you've got a temperature and it's gone for more than 3 to 4 days and you're coughing, go get yourself looked at. That's all I got to tell you. Go and get yourself looked at. Spent 4 days at the hospital. Wasn't fun. Not for her. Not for me. But we got through it, and we've come out the other side, and we're in a better place. She's at home right now. There is an issue. There is a bit of help that I do need. She's, over the last 4 days, been taking medication through the drip, the antibiotics. She's on 3 different types of antibiotics, and she's been taking it through the drip, which means through the needle. It just goes through. She's now onto the pills. These pills are fairly large. Yeah. And I just found out my little girl can't swallow pills well. And we struggled last night.
I feel you.
I've been YouTubing and Googling, and I've asked you on social media, and now I want to ask you on the radio. And there was a lot of you that replied to me. I didn't realize how many people struggle to swallow pills. Do you struggle to swallow a pill?
Yes.
0487155444. So let me know if you struggle to swallow a pill, but also any tips on how to get someone to swallow a pill. 0487155444. Spent like an hour last night, and I cut it all up into little 4 pieces, like they were tiny. So, but I realized it was a mental thing. It wasn't so much the physical, it was the mental side of swallowing the pill. So do you struggle to swallow pills? I'd love to hear from you. 0487155444. Pretty, you are in this category.
Yes, I am. I do not. I only recently have I been able to swallow some of the... I have allergies, so like the allergy pills are really tiny.
Yeah, they're easy, right?
So I can do that, but anything bigger than that, I can't do. I actually have to mash the pill and take it with water. Like, I put a little bit of sugar in it to mask the taste. It's disgusting.
You can't crush all pills, just to let you know.
So when I get a prescription from the doctor, I will sit there and I go, is this breakable? Yeah. I will literally ask the question. Yeah. And if it's not, then they'll try to find some substitute that is. Well, it's impossible. It's hard for me.
Trying to see if I get a liquid form of these antibiotics.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
She's getting anxious.
It's definitely the mental side of it. Even for me, it's like the mental side of it. I think I'm going to choke.
Yeah, well, she drank about a liter of water last night to try to get this one pill down, and then it made her feel sick because she put so much water in her stomach for it, and it was just like, Sagorika, you have this issue, do you?
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Good morning. Sagorita, you have this issue. How long have you had it for, your entire life?
I had it entire life, and my parents also struggled, just like you, when I was little. Even now, I cannot swallow down a big pill easily. So I have to drink lots of water, fill my mouth full of water, and then I put the pill in.
Yeah, that's what I was trying. That's what I was trying last night. I put the water in, then do it, put it at the back of the tongue. Then we tried, don't put the water in. It was just so hard. So, Sagorika, have you tried different ways? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, my parents used to make the pill smaller in size, so... Mm.
So that helps.
Right. Abby, you've got some tips for me, is that right?
Oh, mine's actually the same. It's just put water in your mouth, like a lot of water, like fill your mouth with your cheeks full, and then like pop it in and drink all at the same time.
It's hard though, because you know what happens is, and I think Nushi might have the same thing as me, it's the gag reflex. So you'll drink all the water, but as soon as the pill starts traveling to the back, you'd just panic all of a sudden, and that's it. It's done.
Yeah, like I started off so calm, Abby, and I'm like going through it, and then like I think about the 50th minute, I'm like, listen,
it's hard.
You're doing this on purpose. Like, your mind is telling you not to put it in the back of your throat. Da da da.
It's harder than you think. Like, it's so hard because I struggle with it now. I can't. Like, I physically cannot do that.
Muhammad, any tips?
Yeah, actually, I have a few tips.
What happened is that I never used to be able to swallow any pill, small or big. And then I discovered this way of basically chewing whatever that I, cucumbers or whatever that you have in the fridge, chew it. And then add, before you just swallow whatever you just ate, just add these two pills. They are huge. Like, I have, like, sometimes that I have to take two big pills. And absolutely, I have no problem with a gag reflex.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's sensible.
So take a bite of food, like a burger or whatever it is, just eat it. And then just before you swallow, throw it in there and you'll just go down with it.
Exactly.
It's not a bad idea.
Hey, I'm going to try that.
A lot of suggestions that I got told yesterday on social was peanut butter. So get a spoonful of peanut butter or a spoonful of Nutella.
Okay.
And just wedge it in there.
And just swallow it.
Just swallow it. Swallow it whole.
I haven't tried that. Okay.
Crazy. Jenny, my daughter's 14. Your daughter's 14. Same problem?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. This is like since she was young, she cannot swallow any pill. So what we do, because her sister is always, a 20 years old sister always helping me. So what we do is we pinch her nose, like when, you know, when we're swimming, you have this nose clip. So
yeah, the nose, yeah, you pinch the nose and then...
Yes, and then...
I tried it last night. I told her to pinch her nose.
Work, yeah.
So she had to, yep, and I done the, you put your head forward. So you're supposed to put your head forward. That didn't work. He tried, honestly. We were an hour in.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like an hour of trying this. I like the idea of taking a bite and then putting it in last minute. I'm going to try that thing.
I feel like logically that makes sense.
Mm. All right.
Get like a favorite food and stick it in there. What would she like? Does she like those like...
Acai. She's addicted to having an acai bowl.
Acai.
Or just put it in an acai.
Acai with a bit of peanut butter in
just
there.
Just smash that in there and she can smash it there.
She might... Yeah. Don't even tell her it's in there.
Drug my daughter without her knowing.
Well, you've got to do what you got to do.
All right. Acai and antibiotics. Wow, that's on the menu. Tastes great. Ariana Grande, We Can't Be Friends. She changed her voice in the middle of an interview. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Have a listen. This is Ariana Grande went from one voice to another halfway through an interview.
I mean, that's the only thing I thought. That's how I felt. I was like, what has happened?
Here it comes.
I don't know. But yeah, I've been writing a lot and maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe at some point.
Crazy, right?
What happened?
Why? But what did she say about that?
She said that she's been doing it for 2 years. It's a habit now, and she does it to preserve her vocals depending on how much singing she's doing.
So interesting.
Yep.
We're live, The Chris Fade Show. All right, Ross, what's going on?
So at the weekend, I was walking around in Dubai Hills Mall, and we went to a shop because Liz lost her engagement ring. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
She went swimming. She was messing around with the kids, and she was putting her hands on the jets. The diamond fell off the ring.
Oh, so the ring stayed, but the diamond fell out.
Yeah.
Poor craftsmanship.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, usually that's what they say, right?
Well, yeah. Diamonds. But it also depends on the pressure of the water.
The water. But anyway, now it's my issue to have to buy a new one. So her birthday's coming up in a few days. So I thought to myself, I'll get her a new engagement ring. And we're having a discussion in the house. She wants a lab-grown diamond,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I am old school. I want an old school diamond. I want like a real one. But she's saying the lab-grown diamonds are fine. You get more value for money.
Yeah.
And it's totally okay. But I'm like, yeah, but it's not a real diamond, is it?
But what's a real diamond going to do in the future? They're not going to gain any value. Might as well get something bigger for half the price.
I mean,
not gain value.
It's great that she's up for it. Like she's up for the lab grown because usually some people aren't really up for it. They're like, no, I don't want a lab grown. I want a real grown. I mean, it's funny because from what we who did we have in there?
Vivek Oberoi.
Yeah, Vivek Oberoi, like a great actor who's also got these.
He's got a store.
He's got a whole store
in Dubai.
I think it's
that's the one I went in. Yeah,
yeah. So they've got a whole store
it's,
there.
Because with us,
he was saying that. Vision to the naked eye, you can't determine it. Even I think sometimes under the magnifying glass, you can't tell the difference between the lab grown and the real, obviously ground grown.
His store is called Solitario in Dubai Hills.
That's but, where we were.
Isn't it a big? It's a lot cheaper though, as well, right?
Yeah. So I have a friend who has a diamond business. Right. This is what she does. She does engagement rings. She does it all. And she says clients come to her all the time, and they are like, "This is my budget, but I want a diamond that's a massive size.
Sure.
And she's like, honestly, you're not going to be able to get that big diamond in your budget.
Yeah.
And then she goes, do you want a lab-grown diamond? Because you can get even bigger than what you wanted.
Woo!
For the budget that you have.
Mm.
So
yeah, like I'm
all for it.
I got Brianna,
you're all for it.
I got Brianna a real diamond. Well, see, I don't want to say real diamond because, I mean, are they fake diamonds? You can't say
they're
that.
They're just lab-grown.
Yeah.
Is Brianna's lab-grown or real?
Real. It's real.
Isn't it a 6-carat ring or something?
It's not 6-carat.
No, three.
It's like 3.4 or something.
6 carats is huge.
Yeah, 3.4. But now looking at that, I could have got a 6-carat for a for a lab-grown.
The price of the three,
So what are you going to do?
Whatever's cheapest.
That's my boy.
Yeah. Lab-grown, I mean, it is.
Why is it my fault? Like, I didn't lose that. Why have I got to suffer?
So now you have
why
to pay again.
Why are you always just complaining?
No, he's not
do
complaining.
Do something.
He's,
she's not
no,
had
he's
that.
Bought, he's bought the ring, and now he's going to have to go buy
another one. It's me.
So is it your wife?
She did give birth to three kids.
It's your wife. It's her birthday.
But he's already bought the ring. He's got to buy it again.
Can I squash that down, do you think, and use that money?
What do you mean?
Like, the ring is still there, but the diamond's gone. Can I use that ring and get money off if we squash it down? It's got a few diamonds around the outside of it.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Maybe I'll do that.
Such a strange...
Like beautiful, like diamonds in the raffle swimming pool that fell off.
What a life you are, losing diamond rings in the raffles swimming pool.
I wonder
who
if they
are you?
If they found it in the filter.
No, it's too small.
Oh.
No, it's too small of a diamond in a pool. It's like a needle in a haystack. There's no chance you'd see that.
It's quite a big one,
was
actually.
It?
So she's chosen one. She's going to go for the oval shape, pretty.
That's very in right now.
Instead of the princess cut.
Here we go. Nadine, go ahead, Nadine.
Hello.
What do you want to tell Rossi?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good. What do you want to tell Rossi, Nadine?
Listen, I have a special gift for this beautiful, and I feel sorry for her to lose her diamond. My company do love diamonds, and I would be so happy to provide her a beautiful diamond.
No, you can't.
A love diamond, a beautiful moissanite on our behalf.
No,
Nadine, I'm sorry, Rossi.
You're not allowed. It's we cannot accept such gifts on the radio.
I can.
No, you can't.
Oh, poor lady.
Hold on.
Nadine.
I'll do an Insta story. I'll do some Insta stories.
Nadine, Rossi was just complaining about how he shouldn't have to sort the diamond out, so I don't think he deserves this help.
Oh, please, be kind.
Yeah,
it's
be
all
kind.
About giving if you can do.
So, okay, first of all, thank you so much for the offer for Rossi. I don't know if he can accept this. He'll have to take it up with...
Who do I have to ask?
Management. You'll have to go through management and all that. But let me just ask you, you own it's a lab-grown diamond company?
Yes, so, Moissanite by Nadine.
What's it called, sorry?
Moissanite by Nadine. So these are beautiful, the most beautiful shiny refraction diamonds you can find. Flawless, devious one, perfect color.
Celibate. Right. I love these.
Excellent.
Now, let me ask you something. To the naked eye, you can't tell the difference? Like, even if you're a diamond expert, can you tell the difference?
The only thing, you would need some really specific equipment to know that there's a lab diamond versus a natural, because a natural diamond will always have inclusions.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, to the naked eye, just someone at a dinner table, and you've got this ring on, the person can't tell the difference.
Oh, no, it looks more beautiful than even an original diamond.
Well, that's nice. Okay, and can I ask a question, because we were just discussing about retaining value. I know that diamonds don't really retain the value very well. But lab-grown diamonds, are they worse for retaining their value than regular diamonds?
Well, actually, it is a market trend. It's sustainable, so they are up on the market. They're increasing in value, while real diamonds, in my opinion, are decreasing in value.
So let me ask you one thing. A 1-carat real diamond of the same quality as a 1-carat lab-grown diamond, what will be the price difference between the two? Same quality, but one's lab and one is real. What's the price difference?
You could probably say a good 100-fold.
Like, is it 100%
on the value between?
Oh, yeah, definitely more than that. 100, like, times. So let's say if a lab diamond is $1,000, pure, let's say about a 2-3 carat, a real perfect, flawless, natural diamond, you're talking about $100,000.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
So now think about it. Think about it. Would you rather keep your money in your pocket and shine like a diamond either way?
Yeah, hey. I would definitely, yes.
What we'll do is, Rossi cannot accept this gift. What he can do is come to your store and buy something and just, you know, give him a little discount or something, okay?
Okay. All right, all right. We can arrange something like this.
Yeah, because we'll end up like, you know, we'll be on this radio. I'll be like, oh, I broke my car. I need a car. Did anyone got a car?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're at Rossi's drive. Oh, hold on. You do have a car as well. A company.
I'll be coming to see you. Get paid soon, so I'll come and see you, Dean.
We're in Abu Dhabi anytime. But
in Abu Dhabi.
We could also bring, yes. And we have all the...
Hold on, he found out you're in Abu Dhabi. He's not sure he's going to do the drive.
Can you come to me?
We'll come for you. We will bring our staff.
You are not, Nadine. Do not come to Dubai for Rossi. Please don't come. Thanks to all the messages we've been receiving this morning. Just giving a little bit of a... I'm saying thank you. My daughter was in hospital, right, over the weekend. Over 4 days with pneumonia. It's going around. Be careful. And a big shout out to all the doctors and nurses. But thanks to you guys as well. I get so many beautiful messages. Everyone's always trying to help and give their like little tips, which is really cool.
Which is cute.
She's now back at home, my daughter. And yeah, just a lot of messages of thanks from people. I put a little photo of her and I up a couple of days ago when we were in hospital. I did ask her. I'm like, hey, can I post this? She's like, yeah, no problem, Dad. Aww. And yeah, it was like, you know, so many. I mean, how many would I get? Like... Yeah, like, you know, a couple of thousand comments on that thing. 35,000 people like it. I just want to say thank you. We read them. My daughter and I, we really appreciate it.
I saw that Gordon Ramsay, who's one of our favorite people on this planet Earth, also commented. I
love Gordon.
Just saying, sending all our love from all the Ramsays,
isn't
which is so
cute?
Sweet.
Gordon Ramsay just sends me a little message saying, yeah, sending all our love from all the Ramsays.
And there's lots of Ramsays.
Yeah, there's lots of
Ramsays. Yeah, he's got a lot of kids, doesn't he, Gordon?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see what happened to him? I actually replied to him saying, thanks, legend. I'm thinking of you too.
He nearly died.
Yeah, he basically nearly died. Gordon Ramsay.
So if you don't know, he said that he was lucky to be alive. He was riding his bicycle and he had an accident.
He loves riding his bike. Yeah. Like it's like a triathlete bike. Like he does cycling, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that video that he put up and his hand was shaking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The side of his abdomen is completely
black.
Like, yeah, purple, red, black. It's completely bruised. And he put up a video over the weekend just talking about helmet safety because he says that he would have lost his life. Have a listen to Gordon.
Honestly, you've got to wear a helmet. I don't care how short the journey is. I don't care, you know, the fact that these helmets cost money, but they're crucial. Even with the kids, a short journey, they've got to wear a helmet. Now, I'm lucky to be standing here. I'm in pain. It's been a brutal week, and I'm sort of getting through it.
So the video, if you haven't seen it on social media, he starts off, his hand is shaking, like trembling. And I thought to myself, is he doing a comedy skit? I thought this was like some type of comedy.
Mm.
And then I realized it was real. And then he's talking about how he nearly lost his life. And you're like, well, you look pretty fine. Then he lifts his shirt up.
It's insane.
And I've never seen a bruise. It's black, his whole stomach.
Yeah.
If you go to his Instagram page, it's on there. Go to Gordon Ramsay and you'll be able to see it. But he's right. Then he put a photo of his helmet. His helmet was basically completely annihilated, which meant if he wasn't wearing that helmet...
He wouldn't be here.
He wouldn't be here anymore.
How scary is that?
So, so scary. Man, life is short.
Yeah.
Was that medical stuff again? Are we talking
about medical? tomorrow, yeah. Everyone hands in.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, no medical chat.
We just talked Barbados and cricket.
Barbados and cricket, okay. Island vibes, happy vibes tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. But again, thank you to everybody that sent my little daughter a little wish. We truly, truly appreciate it. So thank you.
This is the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
Denmark has recalled 3 flavors of the viral Buldak instant ramen noodles for being too spicy. The notice sparked a heated discussion online with many suggesting Danish people have a low tolerance for spice.
give it to you guys. You Indian, you guys will eat that spice. We'll those ramen 2 minute noodle things, they freak me out. Have you seen it all on TikTok these days?
What? Oh, don't I had some
did
last
something
night.
Go wrong? Don't tell
no,
me.
No, like you know the guys that put everything under microscope.
Oh, I don't want to know.
So like some guy opens up a packet of these ramen noodles. I don't know what brand it was, and they just put it under the microscope, and they keep zooming into these noodles, and they zoom right in. There's like little insects and like little worms and
why?
Stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh!
Don't ruin it for me.
Virgin Radio HQ to the U.
A. The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4. Radio,
let's go. Hello, Mom, hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. I love a good ramen. I tell you where there's a good one.
Which one?
It's Mall of the Emirates, across from sort of like Ding Tai Fung.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
It's what's supposedly it a Michelin star New York ramen place, and they've opened up there.
I'm trying
Mall
to
of Emirates.
And yeah. I went, yeah, I had it. It was good ramen. It was really good.
Konjiki?
I got no idea the name.
I saw a place in Algeria Center when we were there pretty as well. It looks like a really nice ramen place there.
Oh.
Why are you not talking about my one that I just suggested? Because like, why did you have to bring your one?
Mine looked bad.
You didn't even eat at yours.
Yes, that's the
you one. Just walked by yours and thought that was a good ramen place.
It looked
place.
Good.
Yeah, I had mine.
It's Konjiki.
What's it called?
Konjiki.
Yeah, it's a good place. Well, listen, it was good. It was good ramen because, yeah, ramen's like hit and miss. In Australia, there's really good ramen.
Yeah, you guys do like just Asian food.
Asian
well
food's
there.
So good. We're not far from Asia, yeah, exactly, so like we get a lot of good Asian food. Oh man, I have now given myself the craving that I think I'll have ramen for lunch.
Wait, but just be careful.
Don't ever. I you can't order it though. You ever ordered ramen on like on Talabat or
no,
something?
No, it's not the same.
It always comes in the tub. They put Glad wrap plastic all over the. It's just the sauce, and then they put everything separately. You got to add it yourself. It's not good.
It's not the same. You got to have it like.
You know what I feel like as well. Sorry, I'm rambling here. I feel like a good laksa.
Or laksa.
Do you know
soup.
Laksa? Is that is that Indian?
Wait, but no, isn't it
Thai
or Indonesian?
I think it's Thai, maybe.
But isn't it spicy?
Spicy, yeah. But sometimes I'll go through the pain just
Singapore,
for that.
Maybe
Singapore. Singapore? Oh. Singapore. And I want a good curry from India. I want a, what do you call it? The basic one.
Chicken.
Korma.
Like butter chicken.
Yeah, butter chicken.
Yeah, butter
yeah, you
chicken.
Can, you can do butter chicken.
But I've never
like
known
beer.
Anything about butter chicken until I came to the UAE.
But I need a white butter chicken.
Yeah, it is. That's the whitest
nah,
dish.
Nah, some
there.
Indian places I go to, I say no spice. And they look at me and they go, no spice? And then I have a bite. Oh my gosh, it's fire. And I said, there's no spice. He laughs. They're like, there's no spice. I want this spice. Just me?
Yeah, I think it's just
no,
yeah,
it's me as well.
You?
Yeah. Korma spicy for me.
And here I am trying to do a water fast day where I only have water for the whole day. Just
why
to,
are you doing that?
Just want to clear my system. I've been eating bad.
You need to not do
I
that.
I thought I'll just do a water fast day. And here I am. I'm going to smash a laksa, butter chicken.
I'm so surprised you can do laksa.
And a ramen. Do it all in one. Where were we when we interviewed the script? Do you remember the script?
The Atlantis.
Did something happen in that interview? I yes. remember something went, I don't know if anything went wrong, but there was something different about that interview.
We gave them a script to read and they didn't want to. Was that the one at the Atlantis?
No, they did it. They did
they
it.
They did do it, didn't they?
But it was just a bit cringe because
like
everyone
awkward.
Must ask that same thing. Can you read this movie script as a little funny bit?
Well, I don't think... Well, I don't know if they had done it before, had they? But
they
I mean,
did
they
Transformers.
Were, they did what?
We did
oh,
the movie.
Oh, they read... We read the script of the Transformers. They are a huge band. Remember the script? Like, remember this one? What am I supposed to do when the best part of me such a good band. And then I love this one. Do you remember this one? The Man Who Can't Be Moved. They were like the biggest band in the world for about 18 months.
I feel like...
Unfortunately, the guitar player passed away, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Remember this?
These are good songs to add.
My hit.
No, my sad playlist.
You have a sad playlist?
Yeah.
Why do you want to listen to that for?
I have a sad I need to cry playlist.
Oh my gosh. What is on? Okay, we're gonna go through pretty sad playlists next. I want
to
see.
Let me add this.
I want to see what's gonna be on this. Talking about the script, here they are. Their other big hit. They teamed up with Will.i.am for this. It's called Hall of Fame.
How you doing? We're the script, and you're listening to the Chris Fade Show. So lovely. I got another one of those. What's this one?
Hey, this is the script on Chris Fade Show.
No, I like the other one.
How you doing with the script and you're listening to the Chris Fade Show?
Let's delete the other one.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
How you doing with the script and you're listening to the Chris Fade Show?
Thanks, mate.
9-11 live on Virgin Radio. Good morning, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. I just found out that Pretty's got a Make Me Cry playlist.
It's songs sad.
Sad playlist. Are you serious?
Yeah, when I'm sad.
Give me your phone.
When I'm sad, I'm going to go
through
these songs.
I'm going to go through.
Sometimes, okay, I'm just going to put this out there. A good cry mm-hmm. is sometimes what you need in your day.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever? You don't cry. I feel like if you were to cry once and just let it out. Don't make fun of it. Don't knock it till you try
it. I'm not making fun of it. All right, here we go. Songs on Pretty's sad playlist. I'm literally looking at them. I'm going to just stop playing.
What a good song,
yeah,
right?
This is a good one. This is a good one.
Snow Patrol.
Such a good song.
Let's play.
We'll do it all.
I want to know what else you've got on there.
Everything on
yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we get that one. What else have you got?
So good.
If I just lay.
Such that's a good song. Song. Good song. All
it's
right.
A good, like, I'm going to cry song.
Okay, the next one on her playlist, I don't know. Maybe I've got to hear it. It's called Home by Philip Phillips.
I cry so much when I hear this song.
What's this?
Why are you
hold on to me as we go.
Yeah,
this is good music, guys.
As we roll down this unfamiliar road.
Pretty's sad playlist, everybody.
It's not really sad.
Now though this wave is stringing us along.
All right, can I go to the next one?
Yeah.
Again, one that I don't know. It's People Libsiana?
Livianka. We can't play this one.
Why?
We can't play this one.
Okay.
Why, is it the lyrics?
Yeah.
Well, what is
Chrissy, you're so naughty.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you off the radio.
I can't do that.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, it's that. No, don't. Everyone's saying.
Next.
Wow. What are you doing? What are you doing in there? Honestly, I want to know.
Oh, so, no. Like, this is the
is that the one that goes,
did you think of me?
Did you? What's wrong with that? I don't know the. Do you?
No. I've been more.
I don't know what
past 10 days.
Do you think of me?
And then.
All right. Well, of course, her sad song playlist needs to have something from the Backstreet Boys, and we have one called Incomplete.
Such a good song.
Empty space.
Sing it, AJ.
Fill me up with
right now, listening to this.
Distant.
So when are you opting to listen to this?
With no
more often than I'd like to admit.
Without you within me, I can't find no rest.
Have you got a friend that you talk to, Pretty?
No.
That you cry to?
No. Surely I'm not the only one who has a sad playlist.
Here we go. This is it.
This is it.
Here we go.
I tried to go on like I never knew you.
It's a great song.
I'm away.
But then you've got this one. It's Jelly Roll, Save Me.
Jelly Laney. Roll, the rapper.
No, he's not a rapper. He's a country singer.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He looks like Rock
and
Bone Man.
And Lainey Wilson, who's country music great.
This is depressing.
Wait for it. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Somebody save me. Me from myself.
Got a great voice.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Has been so long living in
sounds
hell.
A bit like me. No? Like
I could sound like that if I wanted
they
to.
They say my lifestyle.
Can't sound like that, dude.
He's so good.
It's bad for my health.
He's great.
He was on stage with Eminem recently.
I saw that.
Eminem and Jelly Roll.
And then...
Stop
sounds like a new dessert that's out. M&M and Jelly Roll in stores now. Then you've got this one.
AI-powered personal
that's
music.
Commercial.
That's a commercial for Patsina. What's this?
This is Vida Karo.
What's Vida Karo?
It's a really sad song from the movie Chamkila, which is Diljit Diljit's movie. Arijit Singh collaborating with Martin Garrix soon.
You heard it here first.
It's nicer.
Sometimes I need to cry to like Desi music. Yeah. It's more emotional.
This one definitely for me is a good song, which I love.
It's from my playlist.
This is from your playlist, yeah. Sure. It's all pretty sad. Pretty has her own sad playlist. What you
want, oh, this is not good. What you
need. This is my high school yearbook quote.
Betty, you are liking this and you have your own sad playlist, is that right?
Yeah, I love it. It's not a sad playlist, kind of.
Could you put us on loudspeaker and have the phone more away from your mouth? And you have your head out the door. I can't hear what you're saying. I'm so doing bad. I'm sorry. Yeah. Now. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I mean, it's not really a bad playlist. It's the kind of playlist you listen to and you reminisce, you know?
Okay.
Have you got a sad song, Kristen?
Well, funny. Yeah. It's a thanks, good, thanks, Betty.
It's a good playlist.
This is a song. It's on Pretties. It's on Pretties.
Is it?
Yeah, this is on Pretties. I might just show you what I got here.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Iris Goo Goo Dolls.
There you go. I'll sing this for you all now.
I knew it.
This is my jam. This is my karaoke go-to song.
I'll give up forever to touch you. 'Cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now.
Thank you. Yes.
And all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, pretty, and I don't wanna miss you tonight.
Here we go.
And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. For everything's meant to be broken, I just want you to know why.
Beautiful. See, it was a bit about Pretty Malik, but I stole the show as usual.
As per usual.
I need the attention on me.
What am I saying?
I can't fight the tears that ain't coming.
What about my song?
Everyone sing. Wrong on the truth in your lies. Sing it, Rossi.
We haven't chosen.
Pretty go.
And nowhere it feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Virgin Radio.
Win a trip to Barbados for the final of cricket's biggest competition.
The Chris Fade Show's ultimate cricket fan.
Powered by Visit Barbados.
Virgin Radio.
All right, tomorrow's show is going to be extraordinary. 10 contestants all playing for 2 tickets, but there'll only be one winner to the T20 World Cup Finals in Barbados.
Chris Fade Show's ultimate cricket fan. Woo! I mean, this is an experience of a lifetime. All thank you to, of course, Visit Barbados and Donata putting the whole trip together. 4 days in beautiful Barbados to experience what Barbados has to offer, but then, of course, see the final as well.
It's going to be amazing. Some big teams in there. Actually, Safraz from our IT is in the studio. He's a huge Team India. How are you feeling, Safraz, about the team? What do you think?
If I see you, I'll again say the same thing.
What's that?
India,
yeah. Now, are you happy Pakistan didn't make it, huh? You guys are happy or what? Oh, I'm being honest. You don't want to talk about it. What about America? How crazy is America in there? We may need your help, Tuffer, because tomorrow we have 10 people coming in. One of them's going to win this trip to Barbados, all right, to go watch the T20 World Cup. So I hope it's Australia versus India. It'll be fun. That'll be a fun final. That is it for us. I was going to say a good Monday show, but it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
How good's that?
I know.
We'll have a weekend upon
you
us pretty soon.
The quickest week ever.
I'm off. I'm going to Armenia on Friday. Got some work.
So you've got one more day tomorrow and then you're off.
Work and then, yeah, I fly out tomorrow night. It's crazy. Have yourselves a great one. We'll catch you tomorrow. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yellow, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.